Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're making our way through the book of 1 Corinthians and we're in chapter 2 in the HCSB Bible, and it says this: "When I came to you, brothers, announcing the testimony of God to you, I did not come with brilliance of speech or wisdom, for I didn't think it was a good idea to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. My speech and my proclamation were not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with a powerful demonstration by the Spirit, so that your faith might not be based on men's wisdom, but on God's power. However, we do speak a wisdom among the mature, but not a wisdom of this age, or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. On the contrary, we speak God's hidden wisdom in a mystery, a wisdom God predestined before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age knew this wisdom, for if they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what eye did not see and ear did not hear, and what never entered the human mind, God prepared this for those who love Him. Now, God revealed these things to us by the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who among you knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of the man that is in him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now, we have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who comes from God, so that we may understand what has been freely given to us by God. We also speak these things not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual things to spiritual people. But the unbeliever does not welcome what comes from God's Spirit, because it is foolishness to him. He is not able to understand it, since it is evaluated spiritually. The spiritual person, however, can evaluate everything, yet he himself cannot be evaluated by anyone. For who has known the Lord's mind that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Mind if I pray for you. Lord Jesus, thank you for this passage, and may it be today that we desire to know nothing among each other except for Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And Lord, thank you that Paul, the great apostle, came to them in weakness. I always kind of picture him as like this super guy, you know, like Superman coming in and helping all the churches. And yet he says that his speech and his proclamation were not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with a powerful demonstration by the Spirit, so that your faith might not be based on men's wisdom, but on God's power. May that be true for us, Lord. So many times I think we get tongue-tied and we think, well, I've got to say the right things or do the right things or perform the right way. But really what it is that we are weak and we rely on your great power to do amazing things that we cannot do. Help us to have that kind of faith in you that trusts you for bigger things, to see people healed from sicknesses, to see people delivered from demonic presences, to see just reconciliation from broken people to each other. Lord, all of these things are possible through you. And so help us to exercise our faith muscle today. Lord, we want that kind of spiritual wisdom that you give. And it says that it's the Holy Spirit searches the mind of God. So we wouldn't know you, but now we have the Spirit within us and He will teach us who you are. And that just reminds me that every day is an adventure with you, Lord. Every day we can know a little bit more about you. Every day we have the opportunity to know the God of the universe who spun the stars into existence and created this earth and created us and spoke to us in our mother's wombs and sings over us. You are beautiful and you are a mystery and you are wisdom and you are unfathomable and you are great and powerful and everything that we need, Lord. And we could spend our entire lives just studying you and never coming to the end of you. Lord, would you grant us more knowledge about who you are? Help us to fall in love with you again. In Revelation, it talks about leaving our first love. Lord, may it never be. May it never be that we leave our first love, that we constantly are fascinated by you, constantly loving you, constantly discovering new things about you. It says that you are going to prepare amazing things for those who love you. And Lord, I just want to welcome that right now. now. I welcome it for my friends. Please bring the blessings. Please help us to know you, because in you there is this delight. You're in your presence. There is great joy. Lord, we want that joy. We're tired of this year. It's been a rough year, and we are tired of being, as C.S. Lewis penned, a puddle glum. We don't want to be puddle glum anymore. We want to be filled with joy, and the kind of joy that comes not from difficult circumstances and enduring them by the grit of our teeth, but joy that comes from your Spirit inside of us, giving us the strength we need to face every day. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There are several different levels. You can get a free painting at the $10 level every single month. And at the $25 level, you'll receive a secret podcast where I will do some of my teaching that I've done, you know, that I'm not doing on Pray Every Day. And hopefully that will be super encouraging to you. So thanks so much for those of you who have supported the podcast that way. And I hope you have an amazing day after Thanksgiving.